Hello, and welcome to another episode of Lectures of Fallen Wisdom. I'm Mike Trojan. So, recently there was a past episode where I talked about either you were wigging out or you're doing something. And I essentially need to ring the bell on that one. Essentially, it's not about how you're, as the title suggests, it's not about how you're feeling, it's about what you're doing. And if all you're doing is feeling, then you're not doing shit. And so it's no secret why you would feel like shit, because you're not doing anything, and you only really feel good when you're doing something, or when you've just done something. And notice how when you've just done something, it wears off. So your body is rigged to do things and to gain pleasure by doing them, by taking a task from conception to completion and having a goal and accomplishing it. There's some kind of DNA component to it. And it's a way of keeping us alive. It's a way of keeping us thriving. It's also a way of keeping ourselves happy so they don't rebel against us. Remember, if you're not doing stuff, if you're just sitting around, just absorbing, and just trying to feel good instead of just do things that make you feel good, then your cells are getting very dissatisfied with you. And so they start to erupt in illnesses. And yes, even lethal illnesses, but nothing that can't be reversed once you understand the cause of it. And the cause of it is a sedentary, nothing doing lifestyle where you're not accomplishing anything. You're not developing. You're not making yourself better at anything. You're just sort of at like a pause state. You're like, I'm about as good as anything I'm going to get. I'm not going to try to get better. I'm just going to waste the rest of my time watching TV and eating. And hopefully it'll be fun. Anyway, I'll be dead in a few years. That's like most people's plan, especially when they get to middle age. They just stop. Everything is like, oh, yeah, I used to read books. Oh, yeah, I used to do that. Yeah, I once did that. But they're not doing it anymore. None of it. All they're doing now is going to work, coming home, eating food in front of the TV, going to sleep, having sex, jerking off to pornos. You always got to throw that in there. Just living the life where your cells are like, all right, you know, bravo on the jerk off. The only positive thing that you guys are doing. And like, your cells are happy about that. So I can understand, like, if you got nothing else going, a good jerk-off will keep your cells happy. But your cells need more than that. Your cells need the feeling of kind of developing into something higher than even the sum of its constituents. So all your cells are separate entities. You think of them as having all your molecules have separate consciousnesses. And those are, they exist inside the nucleus. Inside the nucleus of every molecule is a little tiny consciousness that is feeling exactly how you feel. And by you sitting on top of everything, feeling like a dejected asshole who's guilty and shameful and has like anxiety and is just like overall like a ball of like nervous fear and like stupid thoughts and ridiculous feelings and like everything that's not present is affecting you more than what's present. Like you're that if you have that mind going, then guess what? Your little tiny molecule, your poor little molecule is also having that feeling. You're subjugating all your molecules to that feeling. And so your molecules, after a while, why would they want to hang together and feel that way? Right? They just can't. They can't. It will not. They will not. Not if there's not. Not unless there's some kind of payoff. So, it's okay to feel these. You know, to have bad feelings. I mean, you can't escape it. But if it's almost necessary to create great art. So be thankful that you have them. Don't be like, damn these goddamn negative feelings. Like, I wish I never had them. Like, that would be ridiculous. But they must be used when they do come in. Otherwise, they are harmful. Get this. That's the double-edged sword. Like, it's real. It's real. When these negative emotions come in, no amount of philosophizing, no amount of remembering all the principles of the lectures of fallen wisdom. You think Mike Trojan is immune to this? When the anger flows in, there's nothing. All bets are off. All the spiritual teaching goes out the window. So understand that, like, you have to. It's like a horse that you're getting on. And you have to have the presence of mind. It usually will happen a little bit after the anger erupts. You need to reel it in, like a true horseman on top of a horse. That's the only thing I can call it. Where you're just like it's an angry horse, and you're holding it back, and so that energy is there, but you're not unleashing it. And you know, there's something to be said for the calm, the slow, the growling, the low level anger, the anger that is being fought to be contained. If it's righteous and it actually is correct on a certain level, but I never advocate using anger in any calculated way. The problem is it erupts. So the way to tame it is to step in and be the guy holding it back. Just understand it's there, see it for what it is, and hold it back. And you will seem so powerful in your ability. And see, nobody looks more powerful than when they're holding back their own anger. It's true. But in any case, you do get angry, or you do get depressed. You do get anxious. You get anxiety. And so they do come in. But it has to be channeled in some way. You have to create on the other side a kind of elation to match it. And the only way to do that, I've found, is through artistic. But if you can do it through other means, go by George, go do it, George. Even if your name isn't George, do it. But do something, essentially, is the idea. Is like, you're feeling a little down? Well, what are you doing right now? Like, you're not doing anything. Watching TV? That's not really doing anything, is it? It's something. It's better than just sitting around thinking about how depressed you are. It's better than thinking about dwelling on negative emotions. But if you're just using it to block them out, that's no good. So lately I've been experimenting with a new breathing pattern, which is essentially the Wim Hof method of breathing on a little bit toned down Wim Hof, so that people aren't noticing you going like, but basically just doing that all the time. So just being like, now essentially that's the level of oxygen you're getting when you're talking. So that's why people love to talk. That's why it helps me to do this show, because by just talking, I'm engaging in a form of Wim Hof breathing. And when you're not talking and you're wandering around, you're doing a mini Wim Hof. You're doing this kind of deal. Real shallow Wim Hof. In, out, in, out, in, out. It's only when... Lately, you know, I've been teaching this breathing thing, and I've been teaching it to myself, but I was doing the long, every time I would think, I would do long breaths. I'd be like, oh yes, I'm breathing now. And like the long breaths, you know, I could only keep count for like 15 at the most, therefore I would just, my mind would just like wander into pleasure. So the long breaths do help, but it would take me at least 15. But if you do 15 short Wim Hof breaths, you're there in a few seconds. But you can, and you can do them undercover. You don't have to sound like you're doing the Wim Hof. You just have to be like doing it consciously. So mostly through the nose, when you inhale through the nose, it, something at the top of your nasal cavity inserts a nitrous oxide into the mix. So it's the best to inhale through the nose. If you want to exhale out the mouth, that's fine. But the idea is that all day long, you are pumping air, but in a shorter fashion than what was originally thought, like these long, hold it, and then out, go. You can do those breaths. I mean, those are cool too, but if you want to just immediately get into like the high oxygen world, pump yourself into it. Just go like this. But do it, don't do it so loud. I'm just showing you the pattern. But essentially do that while you're just hanging out with somebody. You're trying to listen to them talk. Just take in the deep breath, like take in more oxygen, and you'll start to kick yourself up into a super high oxygen realm that feels just as good as any drug. You don't need drugs. The free narcotic that we have is oxygen, and the way to tap into that free narcotic is to do the Wim Hof breathing constantly, and then you're in it. Now, when you pair it with this other narcotic that I introduced a couple of episodes back as the narcotic of your body fat, which you can only start really using if you just stop eating carbohydrates, like for the most part, because you become sort of oriented to burn fat when you lay off those things, and those things swell you up. You want to be like ripped. I mean, you're going to eat some of it, but just be very, treat it like a bite of a bread is a bite of a piece of chocolate. And I would recommend none of it because it just opens up the portal for you to just go for it. Believe me on this, like they're trying to fatten us for the kill, and there's a better high than the carbohydrate high, and it's called the body fat high. The body fat, and you can witness this yourself. Doesn't matter how fat you are right now. If you fast for 24 hours, you will feel the narcotic of burning your own fat. Now, you couple that with this new breathing narcotic method. I don't know if it's new. It's probably the Wim Hof guy understood it. He would put himself in a bath of cold water just to induce it because he thought that was the best way. It just forced him to do those breaths. Because in order to maintain your body temperature, you need to pump air into your system using the Wim Hof method. It helps you adjust better to the cold bath. But we're constantly stepping into cold baths in life. We're stepping into cold baths of anxiety at all times. So by keeping the Wim Hof breathing up, you can withstand any new cold bath of emotion. You can withstand any disturbance because you're keeping so much oxygen in, and you're blowing. You're trading. You're giving out carbon dioxide. You're giving out more carbon dioxide, which is what the planet wants. The planet wants the carbon dioxide from your breath. That's why you're put on this planet to feed the trees. They're much more in planet than the animals scurrying about it. So we're here to serve them with our carbon dioxide, not the carbon that we put out through burning fossil fuels. But yes, even that is mostly absorbed. by these trees, and they are saving, you know, the atmosphere as well. So all but the trees really want is the carbon dioxide that comes out of you. And when you breathe shallow, you get punished by the overall system. They weed you out. Now, I was thinking that, like, the Wim Hof was too shallow of a breath. But it's just something that, like, it's more akin to how you normally breathe when you're not thinking. So it's easier for you to graph it onto your unconscious breathing pattern and get it to just do it automatically. Now, you can be on top of it consciously, but you can also train your autonomic nervous system to breathe in that fashion, because it'll start to see how it's beneficial for the whole organism and how it makes the whole organism stronger. Cures any pain you have, cures any kind of drug dependence you have. That's it. You don't have to think about it. Go about your day and breathe that way. And anytime you catch yourself not doing it, just go right back to it. You'll feel instantly better. But that, coupled with the burning of your own fat, is a match made in heaven. When you combine those two, and you really start to rev up your breathing in the fasted state when you're at least 24 hours not eating, then you will start to see this, like, a new toe open up. And you'll want to keep going. You'll want to go at least 7 days and seven nights, maybe even 40 days and 40 nights. The real crazy ones go to 40. My man Jesus, who, you know, will be on the show soon, he has been, you know, walking around for thousands of years. And he attests to this idea. He's like, of course. He's like, I learned that back, you know, actually before they nailed me up on a cross. That's probably why they nailed me up on it. I was telling it to people. Because we didn't need to be limited anymore. He was basically trying to say, look, like, we're immortals. Like, this whole system is based upon mortality. It's ridiculous. Like, forget it. Like, and don't worry about money. Like, money is ridiculous. Like, just by being immortal, you're going to accumulate enough money, you'll be fine. Because just by compound interest, you know, in this system. So the trick now, though, is how do you form a society of immortals? So, you know, there's got to be a different way of governing things, because obviously we're going to have to spread out. We're going to have to find other planets. You know, we just have to reorient ourselves, and we have to preserve this planet. So all those implications occur. But back to the idea here is that you're only feeling as good as the thing that you're doing. Okay? So what are you doing? Are you sitting around just thinking? Are you standing in line? Because if you're not practicing something or improving on something, then that's probably why you feel like shit. And guess what? You can be doing that in the midst of whatever obligations you think you have to other people. Yes, you can. That easy. So here you are. I was actually I was about to do this lecture, but then I was like, oh, I should be, like, practicing some music. And I just went and did that for a little while. Then came and did this, which is I'm doing something. And then I'll go back now to practicing the music. And I will just always be breathing I will always be asking the question, okay, this is how you feel. What are you doing? If all I'm doing is feeling, then guess what? I'm not doing shit. So therefore, that's why I feel not so great. Now, why am I so down on tobacco? Because I find that, at least for me, and I guess unless you make yourself used to it, but why would you want to get used to that? But puts the brakes on. It creates a ceiling of terrestriality that you cannot escape into, you cannot escape from. It completely defines man down back in, away from the Garden of Eden. Now, it's a little taste of Eden, like in a split second of feeling of goodness. Everything else is blah trash. But for that split second, for that little tiny second of goodness, so much is sacrificed, so many deaths. Even the Native Americans, they were like totally faithful to it. They even were treated it sacredly, as I was advocating previously. There is no sacred way to deal with it. It is the way in which this planet has turned, has decided to make war on humanity and to punish it for what it has done. And why would they punish the Native Americans too? Because the Native Americans should have seen this as well. I'm sorry to blame them. I've actually gone back and warned them since, at least my counterpart, Logan from the future. He has traveled back, assumed a pretty prominent membership in the United Tribe that he created, and he went back and let them know to get rid of all the tobacco. It is like it makes people homeless and evil, lacking in self-reliance, essentially just like poisoned. It is not, there's nothing sacred about it. It's from the dark, dark world. Yes? I'm sorry, it is. Even if you combine it with marijuana or whatever you do with it, or if you do it the most sacred fashion you can do it, I can only point to you in this plane of the Native Americans. They should have been protected. If they were smoking Mary Jane, mostly in those peace pipes, I think they would be. Nah, but the God of tobacco is a black god. Not African-American black, but like a god from the dark side. Maybe even like the idea of the dark and the light side is racist, but you know what I mean. This god is from a dark hole. And it's pulling you in. Pulled me in. Continues to pull me in. It's a disgusting addiction. And even after I pledged that I would never touch it again, somehow the cap came off. Guess what? And it's the struggle against sort of things like this too that I'll also define you and make you a stronger person in front of it. So don't be upset about your struggles. Understand what they are. Understand that they're just in this video game for you to maneuver around. Otherwise, what would you be doing in the video game? You'd be doing nothing. You have nothing coming at you. What kind of video game is this? It would be boring. So for things not to be boring, they are a little bit troublesome. Understand what kind of video game you're in here. So can you manage to do what needs to be done in this video game using the things that you have? And yes, it's difficult, but can you do it? Of course you can. And therein is the life. Everything has to be done. It's difficult, but it's good. Otherwise, it would be a boring game. If it was an easy game, this would be boring. So while you're doing your difficult things, you're just keeping your breathing up, and you're attending to the different tasks that are required. And every once in a while, you're taking a break and indulging in some entertainment or something. And you can give yourself a break, and you can give yourself some leisure. But if during your leisure time you start to feel a little bit depressed or anxious, not feeling great, you always have to take that test. How do I feel? But really the question is not how you feel. It's like, what am I doing? What am I doing now? What am I doing now? And if what you're doing now is just thinking about stuff that's not in the present moment, that you're not working on right now, then guess what? You're not doing anything. So get to doing. Because when you're not doing, your mind is essentially just a free-for-all. It starts to go into all kinds of little dream states. Dream states that essentially turn you into a walking zombie of rage, a walking zombie of anxiety. So you have to be so present to stop your mind from doing that. Now, doing something like the breathing is a thing to do. What are you doing? I'm breathing. That's how it connects up. When you breathe in this fashion, in a conscious way, you are doing that. And that's all you need to be doing. So you can always kind of go back to that. You know, just picture that you're in water. And you have to constantly turn your head and like blow out the air. That's how you're going through water. And if that's what you're doing, your feeling will be changing very quickly. Of course, if you're not doing it, you're going to be falling into the doldrums. And if you are doing it, if you are breathing that way, guess what? Even when you're not doing anything else, it's impossible for your brain to fall into the doldrums. It's impossible for your brain to feel anxiety. As long as you are pumping air through your chest cavity, you can even do it in expanding your stomach. I mean, just play with it. But as long as you're just doing a little breath dance, and it has to be a faster dance. It has to be a 1-2 beat. Boom, 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 boom. And like that, that's what you're doing, and it's pumping in more oxygen than you've had lately. So if you're just not walking around all day long pumping that air, then you'll see why. You'll see why you should be doing it, because you'll feel like shit when you're not. So just be like that, you know? And like, I mean, for me, it's better not to be stealth about it. And also, I've tried to like preach this to people. I mean, I don't expect most people that are listening to this to even try it, but the point is that I've tried to like tell people this directly to their face, and it's like it just doesn't fucking register. They just think you're completely nuts. Like, no way, I'm not just going to breathe like that all the time. But that's what you have to do. They're like, that's ridiculous. I was like, yeah, it is. It's a ridiculous way of becoming immortal. But guess what, man? Like, they laughed at people until it started working, right? All I'm saying is I haven't had a negative thought since I've been doing it. Like, I just don't have them. Every once in a while, I fall into one because I'm stopped doing it. because while I'm doing it, guess what? And the secret is because I'm doing something, and also I'm tapping into the free narcotic that is oxygen. And that narcotic not only heals you, it makes you not need drugs, it makes you not need food, it makes you just be able to just be happy. You'll be just much happier in general just by doing that breathing motion. So that alone is the reason to do it. But that's, you don't have to be doing that. I mean, you can be doing that. I mean, you don't have to be doing only that. You can be doing that and tons of other things that that you feel that you can do while you're also doing the breathing. But you have to work up to it. But, you know, you're in the midst of your day, right? You're hanging out with somebody. Just be doing it next to them while they're talking, because they're doing it while they're talking, okay? And get them talking more than you, so that, because you know you don't have to talk anymore. And you don't have to tell them anything about this breathing shit. It's bullshit. Don't try anymore. I'm done fucking saying it. I'm not telling anybody that I have to, like, deal with. They just don't get it. And I'm tired of, like, trying to explain it. I just look like a complete fool who's just, like, blabbering on about breathing. It's just, like, people just don't want to hear it. They're just like, yeah, whatever. I just breathe out and go, like, breathe, I'm fine. So, and you know, some people are breathing fine. So maybe they don't need, maybe they're, because, yeah, like I said, it's a natural Wim Hof breathing. Depending on your level of anxiety, though, it's smaller and smaller because you're hiding from a predator. You're trying to keep the sound down. That's why it's a little tough for you to do in a loud way in front of people. So that's why I'm trying to get you to do it quietly. But if you want to do it in a loud way, that's fine too. Because if you listen closely and you listen to somebody else's unconscious breathing pattern, you're doing a small Wim Hof. So I'm just asking you to do a slightly bigger one, very easy to graph on, and to improve your general unconscious breathing with. So just something to do when you're not doing anything. So I'm Mike Trojan. I'm also on Instagram, The Real Mike Trojan. Or it's just Real Mike Trojan, no the. And there I'm just giving advice about dating. But I should just do an occult knowledge Instagram soon. I think I have a Twitter, but I never use it. But I will be back soon with more Lectures of Fallen Wisdom. Thank you.